Global markets are opening Tuesday in a cautious consolidation mode, with the macro narrative still dominated by Middle East geopolitics, oil, and central bank reaction functions. FX has been relatively contained in thin Asia liquidity, with Japan and mainland China closed, but the dollar remains broadly supported by safe haven demand and the risk that elevated energy prices keep inflation sticky and the Fed more cautious about easing. The euro is softer as geopolitical risk supports the dollar, and Europe faces a more difficult growth inflation mix, while the yen remains under pressure from a carry dynamics and Japan's negative terms of trade exposure to higher oil, even as intervention risk and a more divided BOJ limit fresh upside in dollar yen. The Aussie is also under pressure after the RBA delivered the expected 25 basis point hike, but with little incremental hawkishness to price, and Governor Bullock noting policy is now a bit restrictive. Markets read the decision as consistent with a shift towards pause rather than a new leg of tightening. On the risk side, U.S. equity futures are stable after Monday declines, reflecting the same tension. Markets are not in full risk-off mode, but conviction is lower as investors balance tentative diplomatic signals around Hormuz against the risk of renewed escalation, higher energy costs, and tighter for longer policy. For today's U.S. session, attention turns to JOLTS job opening, new home sales, and broader services sector signals, along with some central bank speak, all of which will be judged through the lens of whether the U.S. economy is cooling enough to offset the inflation impulse from energy. Overall, this is still a headline-sensitive market where geopolitics is setting the tone, oil is the inflation transmission channel, and central banks remain the key filter for FX and equity sentiment. That's all for now.